says, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness. When it says turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, it's taking the pure, unadulterated grace of God and transforming it into something. Could be just adding a work to it or adding man's will to it. Saying, well, God's gracious, but anytime you add but to grace, then you've got a problem. And it says, and denying the only Lord God. And in the original, where you see and, it's also translated even. And denying the only Lord God, even our Lord Jesus Christ. So that's a declaration of who he is. He is the Lord God who came in the flesh, lived, died, rose again to redeem that people that the Father gave him. And he says, I will therefore put you in remembrance. This is why we gather to read the word and hear it read and hear it preached, is because we have in our flesh and in our nature the very tendency to go away.
That's right.
Were it not for the grace of God keeping us. And to me, that's the proof that one is the Lord's. It's not that we're better than any out in the world, but when it says up there in verse 1, preserved in Jesus Christ, that means we're kept. But we're sheep. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the one I love. So we need these times in the reading of the word and the hearing of it preached of remembering. Do I fear sometimes? Do I wonder? In my flesh, I do. How can this be? How can this be? And yet, I believe God. I believe this word. And I know that if my sin was put away, when was it put away? When I believed? No, when he died. And if it was put away when he died, what remains, therefore, for God to charge me with anything if Christ bore it? He's paid it. Bold and free, paid it. And that's what gives me hope. Even as Paul stands as Onesimus' guarantor, covering any and all wrongdoing. And you think about what that includes. Sometimes we think of the big sins. But even idling away time, spoiling Philemon's work, corrupting maybe fellow servants, all these things by what he did. Paul says, if he owes you anything, either by robbing you or wasting your goods, charge it to me. I'll stand good for all his debts and damages. And that's why we read Isaiah 53 a little while ago. It's the chastisement of our peace fell upon him, fell upon Christ. What's interesting, everything here that the Lord is denouncing is man-made. It's the works of man. The goodly stones, that's what men put pleasure in. Versus, you stop and think about the way that Christ is the fulfillment. Yes, marble is beautiful. The stone is wonderful. But he's the chief cornerstone. He is that foundation that God has laid that no other man can lay. Christ Jesus. So that's where our eyes are turned. It doesn't matter what kind of physical building we're meeting in. If Christ is preached, it's everything. And if Christ isn't preached, it's nothing but a tomb.